And a very good Monday morning after. No, no, wait a minute. It's Friday. How do I confuse Monday and Friday? Well, this is what happens when you get to be 70 years old. A very good Friday morning, afternoon, evening to you. Joe Beningo back with you again, the Older Pain Podcast. It is Friday. It's March 15th. It's 2024. It's the Ides of March. It's my sister's birthday, all of that kind of thing. And yeah. And it is the Oh the Pain Podcast. So we're going to start with this today, all right? We got to start with this insanity with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, you know, if you're a Jet fan, more and more you got to be concerned with this guy. I mean, right or wrong? I think he's in his whole black hole somewhere. I read he's in Costa Rica. I don't know where the hell he is, in a black hole. If I was in a black hole, you can bet your ass I wouldn't be in Costa Rica. I can tell you that. But anyway, be that as it may, what is this stuff about that? Now we'll start with okay. Let me rephrase everything. So Bobby Kennedy, who I really like, I got to tell you, I like Bobby Kennedy. I was a big fan of the Kennedys. I love JFK. I love Bobby Sr. You know, I mean, I was only 10 years old when Jack got killed, and I was really affected by it. But I was really devastated 5 years later when Bobby got killed. And that really, really affected me because I really loved the Kennedys and I thought Bobby was going to wind up being president in 1968 and all of that, but whatever. But I do like young Bobby. I like him, but young, he's 70s old as me. I do like Bobby Jr. And if Bobby Jr. was running in 2028 and wanted to have Aaron Rodgers as his vice president, I'm all for it. I'm good with that. You know, the bottom line is right now, in this election, I'm certainly would not be voting for Bobby. Everybody knows who I'm voting for in this election, okay? But I like Bobby Kennedy. But the bottom line is this. Bobby Kennedy is not going to be the president of the United States when all is said and done on November 6th. So Aaron Rodgers is going to be his running mate? Now, let's be honest. If that happens, and I know Kennedy said he's going to actually next week he will announce who his running mate's going to be. Apparently, it's either Aaron Rodgers or the former governor, former wrestler, former governor of Minnesota, Jesse Ventura, one of those two guys. So if Aaron Rodgers is going to be Kennedy's running mate, and Kennedy is on the ballot, I don't know if he's running as an independent, whatever he's running at as, but he is on the ballot apparently in all 50 states. So if Aaron Rodgers winds up being the vice presidential nominee for Bobby Kennedy's campaign, he can't play football this year. How's he playing football if he's on the campaign trail? And the two biggest months there are really September and October going into the election in November. So what does that mean? What would that mean that Aaron's going to say, look, I'm not going to play in September. I'm not going to play in October. I'll be back after the election in November to play. Because like I said, Kennedy's not winning. I mean, but you can't have, like my wife says, you can't have both. You can't do both. If you want to be the VP, fine, then go run with Kennedy as the VP. Go ahead. The good news about it is that Kennedy's making his decision next week. So if Rodgers is the guy, at least the Jets have plenty of time to pivot and then maybe draft a young quarterback, because to me, that's what they'd have to do. Now, we already know they signed Tyrod Taylor. And I'm all for Tyrod Taylor. He's a tremendous backup quarterback. You can certainly win games with him. No doubt about it, right? We saw him with the Giants last year. He had some real good moments. The problem with Tyrod Taylor is he gets hurt all the time. You know, we saw him get hurt in the game against the Jets last year. He hurt his ribs, missed a bunch of games. But when he's playing, he's very effective. He throws a great deep ball. You can certainly win games with Tyrod Taylor. So I like him as the backup to Rodgers. But what's the deal with Rodgers? Does he want to play football? The one thing that makes me think that it's not going to happen with him being the VP candidate for Bobby Kennedy is that he's got $38 million on the table with the Jets, and is he going to leave that money? Now, Rodgers is a strange guy. You never know. He just might. I mean, I'm sure he's got plenty of money, right? He's a single guy. He's got no kids. I'm sure he's got money out this squonge on, okay? Right, I'm sure he's got money. He's loaded right now. So I don't know. Maybe that $38 million doesn't mean as much to him. I don't know. Because he's a strange guy. He's in a black hole right now. And then you got this other thing that came out that he actually thinks that the Sandy Hook shootings, if you remember them from back in 2012, when this kid went into the school there in Sandy Hook, Connecticut, and I don't know how many kids were killed, 20-something kids were killed, and he killed his mother too, whatever went down. And you got Aaron Rodgers saying that it never happened, that it was, you know, that these people were actors and the kids that were killed never existed. Is that really what he said?
That's,
I mean,
that guy's far out.
I mean, really? Is he really this way out there, Aaron Rodgers? Is he? I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to say. I tell you right now, you got to be concerned about this guy. I'm concerned. You should be. If you're a Jet fan and you're not concerned, you should be. It's bad enough that he's coming into the season as a 40-year-old with a big injury, coming off the Achilles injury. He's going to be 40 years old, right? You got to be concerned about that to begin with. And then you got all this other crap hanging over him. Wow. That's unbelievable. And I haven't heard any comments from Rodgers, I guess because he's, you know, he's doing the Wazuska, whatever the hell that stuff is, at this point in time. I mean, you know, I mean, he's stoned to the bone, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. You know, so nobody, I haven't heard any comments from Rodgers about the fact that, you know, he's going to take the job or he's interested in it. Or, I mean, I haven't heard him say he's not. Who knows? I guess Pat McAfee, who's basically his spokesperson, has just reiterated that Aaron's on his usual black hole retreat every year. So who knows? I don't know what's going on. But I'm worried about it. You're a Jet fan. You should be worried about this. I'm telling you right now. And what if next week, Bobby Kennedy comes out and says, Aaron Rodgers is my running mate? Then what? Like I said, you can't play. He can't be playing. You can't be doing both. And you can't sell me, although the Jets are so effed up, they probably would go for this because they're such a goddamn screwed up organization. They might go for it. They might say, okay, don't worry. Don't worry, Aaron. You don't have to go to camp. You don't have to play in September and October. You know, when the election's over, you could come back and play the last couple months of the season. What? Now, I don't know if that's what's going to happen, but would you really be surprised if that was the case? I'm very upset here. Like I said, I like Bobby Kennedy. I really do. I think he's got a lot to offer as far as a presidential, as far as being president of this country, but his time is not now. And he's not winning now. And we know that. I don't know. I don't know what to say. I'm very upset with this. I'm very upset. You know, I'm trying to keep it even keel because I'm so concerned about the state of the country and the state of the world right now, which is just an absolute disaster. We all know that. So I'm trying to keep an even keel, trying to keep sports where they belong. You know what I mean? Like on the place that they need to be. But, you know, as a Jet fan, this is absurd. And like I'll say it one more time. I mean, you got to be concerned about Aaron Rodgers. I mean, this guy is out there. But I do think you hope that the $38 million, and like I said, if it was anybody else for $38 million, I'd say, yeah, you know, this guy's never doing that. He ain't leaving that kind of money on the table. But when you're talking about the strange guy that Aaron Rodgers is, and like I said, he's a single guy, no kids. I'm sure he's got a ton of money for all the money he's made over all the years playing quarterback in the NFL. Maybe that money doesn't mean that much to him. You got to be a little worried about it. I'm telling you right now, because I am. Now, as far as what the Jets did in free agency, all right, you know, you got to be, I'm happy with it. They re-signed Greg Zuerlein. They re-signed the punter Morstead. They signed Tyrod Taylor to be the backup quarterback. You know, they brought in these two offensive linemen from the Ravens, Simpson, and, of course, the return of Morgan Moses. I don't know why they ever let him go in the first place. They traded for Morgan Moses with Baltimore. They gave up a fourth and sixth rounder, and they got back the Ravens' fourth rounder. Of course, the Ravens' fourth round is way low in the fourth round. The Jet fourth round is like the 10th pick in the fourth round. So that was the deal. But I'm very happy to see Moses back. And again, you got two-fifths of the Ravens' offensive line that was damn good last year, helping to take the Ravens to the AFC Championship game. So I'm happy about that. I like the guy they signed from the Niners. They signed a couple defensive linemen, one from San Francisco, one from the Cardinals, supposed to be very good run stuffers. They re-signed, what's his name, Chuck Clark, whatever his name is, who was on a team last year, got hurt all year. They brought him back to play safety. As Jordan Whitehead is gone, he went back and signed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers again. So, you know, they also brought in another defensive back from the 49ers. You know, so that's the moves they made. They still have to do something as far as the wide receiver position. You know, we're still looking for that guy on the other side of Garrett Wilson. Now, T. Higgins requested a trade. Remember, the Bengals actually franchised T. Higgins. They requested a trade, or he has requested a trade. But really, I mean, how much more draft capital do we have that we could trade for T. Higgins? We don't have a second-round pick. You're not giving up your first-round pick. I doubt you're giving up your third-round pick. So I don't see how that's realistic at all. And maybe what the Jets are going to do here, you know, we're all thinking they're going to take an offensive tackle with the first pick with their 10th pick in the draft. You know, maybe they're not going to. I mean, who knows? I mean, and who knows? Maybe one of these three offensive tackles are not going to be there anyway. You know, a guy from Oregon State, the guy from Penn State, whose names we can't say, Joe Walt from Notre Dame. You know, maybe those guys are all going to be gone anyway. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, maybe they're going to take Brock Bowers, the tight end out of Georgia, who's really like a wide receiver. I like him. Maybe that's what they're going to do. Maybe they're not going to draft a left tackle here. You can't bring Mekhi Becton back. We all know that. But I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Very strange situation. But again, you know, you got to be worried about Aaron Rodgers. And again, if Aaron Rodgers does wind up being the Bobby Kennedy's running mate in this upcoming election, the Jets got to look at it. They got to draft a quarterback somewhere. Maybe with that 10th pick in the draft, you got to take your quarterback of the future. If Michael Penix is sitting there, maybe you got to take him. Everybody says the Giants are going to wind up taking J.J. McCarthy with the 6th pick in the draft. That's what everything points to now. And we'll get to the rest of free agency, the Giants and the Saquon Barkley and all of that. But if they, you know, that's the only good thing about it is that Kennedy's going to say next week, by the end of next week, who his running mate's going to be. So it does give the Jets time to make a move. And I guess the worst case scenario would be Tyrod Taylor would be the starting quarterback. And, you know, whoever that rookie is that they would draft would be sitting behind them or be the backup. I don't know how they play it. They'd probably have to go out and get another quarterback too, another veteran guy. I don't know. What a disaster. This could, let's be honest, Jet fans. This is the only franchise where this kind of absolute comedy could happen, right? They bring this guy in last year, all the hoopla. Oh, Rodgers, where everybody's doing a dance. Oh, the Jets are going to the Super Bowl. Yada, yada, doo-doo-doo. We all heard that, right? Oh, they put him on Hard Knocks. Oh, it was great. Rodgers. He's basically running the team. Opening night comes. He's running out with the flag at MetLife. Oh, everybody's delirious. The crowds, it's like it's the AFC Championship game. Four plays into it, Rodgers done for the year. Only the Jets. What other franchise could this happen to? And now you got this absolute insanity going on with Rodgers. Wow. Oh, my God. Let me tell you right now, you got to be concerned. And I'll tell you right now, if I was Robert Saleh and Joe Douglas and all those guys over there, that coaching staff, I'd be damn worried about what's going on right now, especially knowing that their job security pretty much hinges on a healthy Aaron Rodgers next year. I will say this again. I've been a Jet fan, as everybody knows, since 1965. This is the same old crap. This is what always seems to, this is the only franchise where this kind of absolute bullshit could happen. Unbelievable. I don't know what else to say. But buckle up, Jet fans, because let's see. It's going to be very interesting when Kennedy makes his announcement next week about who his vice president is if he winds up with Aaron Rodgers. Oh, my God. What a freaking disaster. All right. Bingo, the Odor Pain Podcast. Let's get the sponsors in here. The Hackensack Brewing Company, you know the deal. Don't forget, 2 weeks from today, my next live podcast, March 29th, Good Friday. It's going to be a very good Friday there. Evan Roberts, my old partner from FAN. If he still has his beard, I don't know what color it is these days, but Aaron Rodgers. Evan Roberts, yeah, can you imagine Aaron Rodgers joining us? Evan Roberts will join us. He'll be the guest host with me on March 29th. You want to check it out. Again, 2 weeks from tonight, the next live podcast, 78 Johnson Avenue in Hackensack. You know the deal, located 10 minutes off the GW Bridge, less than 30 seconds off Route 4 in Hackensack. Tap rooms open 4:30 to 10, Monday through Friday, 2 to 10, Saturday, 12 to 8, Sundays. You want to see everybody over there, Mike Jones, TJ, everybody. Check out my Odor Pain beer. I believe TJ is in the midst of putting the beer out in the Nick colors. I think he's doing Nick and Ranger colors as well. It's already out in the Met and Jet colors, so you want to check it out. But again, 2 weeks from tonight, March 29th, the next live podcast at the Hackensack Brewing Company, Evan Roberts will be with me. Now, if you need work done on your car, you know the deal. Go see Anita Discount Tire in Rivervale, New Jersey. See my son Johnny. See Ari, his boss. See everybody over there. You need any kind of work on your car. You need tires. You need car inspector, whatever you need. Tell them I sent you. Go check out Anita Discount Tire. It's in on Westwood Avenue in beautiful Rivervale, New Jersey. Go check them out. And, of course, DraftKings, you want to bet on anything? Got all the college basketball going on right now. Got the conference tournaments going on. Selection Sunday is this Sunday, St. Paddy's Day, and we'll find out about who's going to be where and the whole deal with college basketball, the women's as well. So you want to check that out on Sunday. You want to bet on anything with the college basketball. You want to bet on the NBA. Nice win by the Knicks last night out in Portland as they blew out the lousy Trailblazers. 45 for Jalen Brunson last night. Good win for the Knicks as they go to 39-27 on the year. Out with that West Coast trip now. They play the Warriors. They play Sacramento. They got some tough games coming up, no doubt about it. But anyway, you want to bet on the NBA. You want to bet on the hockey. Bad loss for the Rangers last night. Got beaten up by the Lightning 6-3. I tell you right now, the last team that you want to see if you are a Ranger fan in the opening round of the playoffs is the freaking Tampa Bay Lightning. Believe me, I don't want to see them. Bobrovsky, whatever his name is, the goalie, Victor Hedman, Nikita Kucherov, Braden Point, who I like had like 6 points in the game last night and a hat trick. I do not want to see that team. That is a team that has given the Rangers trouble before in the playoffs. Remember, they beat him in the conference finals in 2015. They beat him in the conference finals 2 years ago after the Rangers had a 2-0 lead in that series. I want no part of John Cooper, the coach who I can't stand looking at the guy. I'm telling you right now, I want no part of the Tampa Bay Lightning. The Rangers blew a 2-0 lead in that game last night. Got a little beat up, too. Zibanejad got smacked in the face with a puck. He came out with the shield on. Well, who else got hurt last night? Braden Schneider. Got banged up a little bit. He went off the ice for a little bit. Was it Lindgren or Snyder? One, I think it was Lindgren, actually, who went off. He got banged up a little bit in this game. Wenberg, the new guy, Alex Wenberg, that they just brought in, he also took a block and a shot. He looked a little woozy going off the feet, off the ice. So not a good game last night for the Rangers. It ended their three-game winning streak. They lose 6-3 to the Lightning. I do not want to see Tampa Bay in the playoffs. Rangers are off today. They'll be back. They play Saturday and Sunday. Saturday afternoon in Pittsburgh. Sunday afternoon back at the Garden against the Islanders on Paddy's Day. They better not, I'm telling you right now, the Rangers better not be wearing green freaking uniforms on St. Paddy's Day. You know, we saw that with the Knicks in the past, which is an absolute disgrace. There is no way, shape, or form that green should be anywhere near a New York Ranger uniform. I don't care if it's St. Paddy's Day. I don't give a damn what day it is. All right? So let me say that. But anyway, getting back to DraftKings, you want to bet on anything? You want to bet on the hockey? You want to bet on the NBA? You want to bet on the college basketball? baseball with the season coming up, opening day just a couple weeks away. Whatever you want to do, check out DraftKings. You know the way to go. You can get on the official sports betting partner, really, of everything. Yeah, use the code OTHEPAIN, OTHEPAIN, and you can get in on all the action on DraftKings. If you've got a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit www.1800gambler.net. DraftKings. All right. I want to get back to the football and the free agency. So Saquon Barkley leaves the Giants and signs with the Philadelphia Eagles. Look, if you're a Giant fan, and some Giant fans are indifferent to it. Some Giant fans are very upset about it. I would say this. You knew when the Giants did not put the franchise tag on Barkley for the second straight year that he was gone. There was no way he's coming back here. These guys, remember, Shane and Dable did not draft. It sounds like Cain and Abel. Shane and Dable did not draft Saquon Barkley. You know, that was Dave Gettleman that drafted him, and I'm not surprised at all that they let him go. He got his money in Philadelphia. I'm sure he's going to be good with the Eagles. They got a very good team. We know they collapsed last year, but they got a loaded team. Remember, they also signed Bryce Huff of the Jets. And again, with that, if you're a Jet fan, you knew he was gone. And there was no way they were going to franchise him. It's too big a number for the position he plays, and he was never coming back. Once you heard that Bryce Huff was not going to be franchised and that the Jets were going to let him go to free agency, you knew he was gone. And that's one of the reasons they drafted this kid, Will McDonald, last year in the first round. I mean, to me, that was a mistake. But nevertheless, we'll see what McDonald turns out to be. He's the guy that's going to replace Bryce Huff. So no surprise, Huff is gone. Let him go to the Eagles. At least he's not, didn't sign with Buffalo or Miami or New England. All right? You know, unlike what happened with Barkley. And, the Giants got to see him now twice a year playing for Philadelphia. And I'm sure he'll be good as long as he stays healthy. And that's been an issue for him his whole career. As long as he stays healthy, he should be all right. And the Giants made some moves. They brought in Devin Singletary to take over for Barkley at running back. They made the trade for Brian Burns, the pass rusher out of Carolina. Giants made a couple other moves as well. Brought in an offensive lineman. I'm not sure all the moves they made. They also lost Xavier McKinney and lost him to free agency as well. Really no surprise that was going to happen either. So we'll see what happens. And I really believe this. I believe it because Tyrod Taylor now is gone. They did sign Drew Lock. You saw where the Giants signed the backup quarterback from Seattle, Drew Lock, to a one-year, $5 million contract. And I guess I know they still got Tommy DeVito there, but I guess Lock is going to wind up being the backup to Daniel Jones. And remember, don't be shocked because you're hearing a lot of rumors now that the Giants, with the sixth pick in the draft, are going to draft J.J. McCarthy, the quarterback from Michigan. I mean, that's what you're hearing. So I think that's a real possibility. We talked about this before. Shane and Dable did not draft Jones, another Gettleman draftee. Jones missed a lot of time last year. He had the good year 2 years ago when he went to the playoffs, and he got the big contract, but was basically hurt all of last year. He was ineffective when he was playing. The offensive line beat the crap out of him. You don't know what's going on with Jones. And remember, I think the Giants would let Jones go now, except for the fact that it's too big of a cap hit right now. So I think they're going to keep him this year. He'll probably be the starting quarterback. But don't be surprised if J.J. McCarthy winds up getting drafted with that sixth pick in the draft by the Giants. I would not be surprised at all about that. So we'll keep an eye on that and see how it goes. But I know it's difficult. It's going to be difficult for the Giant fans to see Saquon Barkley playing for Philadelphia. The bottom line on Barkley is this, though. Look, Gettleman should have never drafted him with the second pick in the draft, as good as he may be. And the Giants, I believe, were 30 games under 500 in the time Barkley was there. They only went to the playoffs the one time, only won the one playoff game. He did have some very good years. But like I said, he was always banged up. And so, we'll see what happens going forward. But Saquon now in Philadelphia. How about Kirk Cousins winding up in Atlanta? How about the Vikings letting Cousins go, and he now signs a big contract with the Atlanta Falcons, and I guess they traded Desmond Ridder, who was their starting quarterback for most of the year last year, to Arizona, right? So we'll see how that all plays out. But Kirk Cousins now, a member of the Atlanta Falcons. You saw with Derrick Henry, wound up signing with the Baltimore Ravens, who, to me, he's a perfect fit for Baltimore. You saw also where a couple other of the signings that went down in the NFL. You saw where Gardner Minshew signed with the Raiders. You see that? And I guess he's going to be the starting quarterback there. They let Jimmy Garoppolo go. So you got to believe, and you know, they had O'Connell playing last year at quarterback, Aiden O'Connell. So, you know, he was a rookie. Couldn't expect much from him. So you'll see Gardner Minshew now with the Raiders. Also, Josh Jacobs, formerly with the Raiders, he's now a member of the Green Bay Packers. Green Bay let Aaron Jones go. So a lot of movement all over the place. They let David Bakhtiari go too, who everybody thinks, the offensive lineman, who everybody thinks is going to wind up with the Jets now because of Aaron Rodgers, as long as Rodgers is not trying to be the vice president. So who knows? I mean, I don't know what to tell you. It's just the teams that I root for, the pain is unbelievable. You know, the Knicks are good, the Rangers are good, but and at least Ananobi's back. And, you know, the Knicks are 2-0 now since Ananobi came back with that win last night in Portland. We'll see whether Julius Randle comes back or not. To me, if the Knicks are going to make a big run in the playoffs, they have to have Randle back too. You got to have Ananobi and Randle back. They could probably live without Mitchell Robinson, considering how good Hartenstein and Precious Achiuwa have been. But and Brunson is healthy, thank God, although he gets the crap beat out of him all the time. I mentioned he had 45 in Portland last night in a game I did not see because it started late. But nevertheless, we'll see what happens with the Knicks. They need to be healthy if they're going to make a big run. And the Rangers are good. Look, they got 90 points. They're one of the best teams in the league in spite of what happened last night. No doubt about it. I like the moves they made at the deadline. Shesterkin, outside of having a rough night last night, really wasn't Shesterkin's fault. The Ranger defense was terrible last night. Really was. A lot of giveaways, a lot of turnovers. Obviously, Jacob Trouba is out. It didn't hurt him for the first three games he didn't play. They won him. Maybe last night was maybe the first time you could say they missed him. But the bottom line on the Rangers is they got to win in the playoffs. And as I said, the last team I want to see in the first round of the playoffs is the Tampa Bay Lightning. I want no part of them. I don't want to see them in the playoffs at all. They get in the playoffs, hopefully they get knocked out by somebody, and the Rangers don't have to deal with them. I'd rather see anybody but them, even the Islanders. I'd much rather play the Islanders than the Tampa Bay Lightning. You know, it's always dangerous with the Islanders. Islanders got beat last night after they had a six-game winning streak, and they've lost the last two now. They lost out in L.A. to the Kings on the last game of their road trip, and they got shut out by Buffalo 4-0 last night. And remember, they played the Rangers that we mentioned at the Garden St. Paddy's Day on Sunday. Please, no green uniforms. I'm begging you. No, no, no. All right? You want to do something for Paddy's Day? Put a little shamrock on the top of the uniform or something. Put it on the helmets, okay? We don't want to see any green in a Ranger uniform. But I'd rather play anybody but Tampa Bay, even the Islanders, even though there'd be a lot of pressure. Look, if the Rangers played the Islanders would be playing with house money. The Rangers would have all the pressure in the world on them. I'd still rather play the Islanders than play the Tampa Bay Lightning. I want no part of Tampa Bay. All right. Beningo, the Yoda Pain Podcast, as we wrap it up here. Again, this whole thing with Rodgers, I don't know what to tell you, man. But like I said, Jet fans, buckle up. And just remember this, and this is the mantra that I have lived with as a fan of the teams I root for all these years. When you're a fan of the Mets, the Jets, the Knicks, and the Rangers, just remember this. And my wife's going to put this on a tombstone when all is said and done. Expect the worst. You're never disappointed. Let's see what happens this week with Aaron Rodgers. Can you imagine if he says, yes, I want to run for vice president? Oh, the pain. All right, everybody, have a tremendous weekend. I'll be back on Monday. Check me out tomorrow on WFAN at 10 o'clock. That should be a rip-roarer. Everybody have a great weekend. I'm going to go out and play golf today. Hopefully we'll play well. All the love.